there, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Android Central Podcast. It is Monday, August 15th, 2011. I'm Phil Nickinson. I am your host for this emergency podcast broadcast because we have some serious breaking news today, and we need to talk about it. So with me, I have Jerry Hildenbrand from the site.
Howdy, everybody.
Alex Dobie from England.
Good afternoon from the charred, looted remains of the United Kingdom.
I don't even know what that means. Oh, yeah, I do. I've seen pictures.
But it sounded beautiful.
It sounded wonderful. And our pal from TitBee from the iPhone blog, Renee Ritchie.
Phil, I am so excited to talk about the Juju phone and Juju Tab 2. I cannot wait.
You ruined it. I was totally teasing it. I wanted to talk about the Grid 10 and its grid thing and Tabco. And oh, my God, it's
best
so exciting.
Best presentation ever.
If you didn't see it, it was like a it was Inception. It was a press conference within a press conference, and just totally no, we're not going to talk about Tabco and Juju 2 or whatever the hell that is. We are here to talk
it's completing
about
the experience.
Yeah, we are here to talk about Google buying Motorola or acquiring Motorola or sucking up Motorola and basically
wait,
what?
Google bought Motorola?
Oh, stop it.
I wish we had show notes.
I slept in until, 7:24 this morning and hadn't bothered looking at a computer or anything until then.
You can tell Phil's a dad because he said slept in until 7:30.
Okay. Check my email. It's like, oh, that's what that is. Okay. So, yeah, Google's buying Motorola for $12.5 billion. And that's it.
Wow.
$40 a share. And I guess the first question is why? Actually, before that, let's back up and talk about Motorola for a second. So, a couple years ago? No, it's only been like a year or so. Motorola actually split and was split into two companies. One is Motorola Mobility, the other is Motorola Solutions. And Mobility is the one that actually makes devices now. That's the easy way to look at it. Toss into that set-top boxes, because Motorola actually makes like cable boxes for your TV. But that's really the gist of it, right? Motorola has a bunch of patents, and Google needs patents, and lo and behold, Google decided to buy Motorola. And I mean, Jerry, was this a surprise to you at all when you woke up? I mean, obviously, it's a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
But did you see this coming at all, do you think?
No, I honestly didn't. If you had asked me, you know, which hardware manufacturer was lined up to be bought, Motorola would not even have been on that list.
Now, Renee, we've got you on because you've been in the thick of this with all the patents, and frankly, I think you understand it a little better than I do.
No one understands it.
Let's talk about the patent thing, I guess, for a minute. Something I complained about recently is that people keep writing about these patents. That, all right, so Motorola owns like 7,000 patents or whatever and has another, 25?
17 or some crazy.
Yeah, 17, yeah. It's a whole bunch. Does the number of patents matter? I mean, it's still, you know, not necessarily the number, but what the patents do, right?
Right, the quality, per se.
Mm-hmm. Or not even the quality, but just what they are.
It's almost like nuclear weapons. You know, the low-yield ones aren't that dangerous. It's those big thermonuclear multi-reentry vehicle ones that you can point the other company and say, you know, if you launch, I launch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's kind of strange, Phil, because I think I spoke to you about this before, but the parallel to Palm isn't, you know, I mean, like Palm split into Palm One and Palm Source, and then HP bought Palm, and then Motorola split into Mobility and whatever the other one was called. You mentioned it before. And now Google has bought Motorola. It's kind of eerie.
It is.
All right. Now, the deal's not done yet. This could potentially fall through, right? And I don't know why everybody always makes a big deal about this whenever you have an acquisition talk. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, Google would have to pay Motorola $2.5 billion if it falls through. That's true of any acquisition, any buyout, always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always a payout if it falls through, and that makes sense. So don't read too much into that.
But these numbers are high. Like, Palm went, what was Palm, like $1.2 billion or something? This is like 10 times what Palm went for. The kiss off fee for this is way more than Palm sold for.
Do you think? Google and Motorola don't do anything small anymore.
I don't think anybody does. It's almost as much as there's a war of patents, there's a war of escalation in the price for all these different patents and companies and everyone involved in it.
I think a lot of it has to do with who we're dealing with too. It's Motorola. Some of their patents are probably very valuable.
Well, Palm owns the patent for the smartphone. I mean, as much as we talk about Motorola's patents right now, Microsoft and Apple are still suing Motorola. They were not dissuaded at all by Motorola's patent portfolio, but nobody has gone anywhere near Palm.
Now, this doesn't mean this doesn't mean that Google's going to go out and start making smartphones all of a sudden, right?
No, they were
pretty clear in the press conference that Motorola is pretty much going to be a separate entity, which makes sense. It's not going to short circuit anything on the Open Handset Alliance, which is kind of the birthplace of Android, right?
You know, though, Phil, Apple once said that they weren't going to make a phone.
That's true, too. That's true, too. Jerry, can you talk a little bit about the OHA and how that fits into all this?
Well, I just from the little bit of looking since the Nortel deal that I've done, you know, right up front, I'm not a lawyer. Don't even play one on TV. But the Department of Justice is probably going to have something to say about this. They're going to have to investigate. There's going to be, you know, the words monopoly and you know, anti-competitive are going to be thrown around. That it's going to happen. And if Motorola, you know, Mobility, Google Moto, whatever we're going to call it,
we're not going to call it that. And that's exactly why we're still talking to companies.
Okay.
I know people want to give all these cutesy little J-Lo names, but it's just ridiculous when people need to stop it.
If Google starts manufacturing handsets, you know, if they, let's say they cancel the Nexus line and they just start to make Motorola handsets and they design them in-house and sell them in-house with their software, yeah, that's going to cause a lot of issue. And the Department of Justice is going to want some sort of assurance that that's not the case. And the other hardware partners are going to want, you know, more than just Larry Page's word that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. I think it wouldn't make sense in terms of the way Android works right now for them to do that. I mean, right now they've got a situation where their software is on phones from like a million, billion different manufacturers. And if you're going to suddenly narrow that down to only having the very best software on one manufacturer's line of phone, a manufacturer that really only has a presence in the US, not Europe or anywhere else.
Right.
Then you're going to, it's not just shooting your foot off, it's blowing your entire leg off. It's just stupid if they were to do that.
Well, you know, Android did not get made as popular as it is on the back of Nexus devices. Huawei, ZTE, those are the type of devices that are just selling by the millions.
You know, historically, it's interesting, though, because companies have tried to do this before. We already mentioned Palm Source and Palm One. They made their own devices, and they licensed them out to Sony and other people. Microsoft had the Plays for Sure Alliance before they introduced the Zune. And historically, at least, these kinds of complicated relationships are difficult to maintain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tempting. You know, now they have the personnel that can make the hardware they want. And if they do it, they're going to have to make sure they do it in a way that's approved by everybody else. I don't think they're gonna. I think they're going to, you know, get Motorola Mobility back on its feet and then sell it back off. Keep the license for lifetime for the patents.
That's exactly.
You had what?
Yeah,
that would make sense.
Because you had the Symbian. I mean, you had the Symbian relationship with Nokia for a while, and then you also now have Nokia's new relationship with Windows Phone, where they have better access than the other ODMs have. It's just so hard because it's so tempting at some point to realize that, you know, as you've seen Google over the course of the last 2 years, their openness has once in a while come back and bit them because they're partners have done things that maybe is not in the Google philosophy, and to have a company that you can actually take an active hand in and say, no, this is how Android is supposed to be, that is just so tempting.
Well, let's kind of transition that into the Nexus talk. So if you're new to Android, and you'd have to be really new for this, you have the Nexus line, right? We had the Nexus One last year. 2011 or late 2010, we had the Nexus S from Samsung. The first one was HTC. So the inevitable next question is, well, is the next Nexus phone going to be Motorola, or will they all be Motorola from here on out? And unequivocally, Andy Rubin, VP of Android, said no. The way it works is the manufacturer, and remember, Motorola is still going to be a separate company run by other people, whatever. They're still going to have to bid on it just like everybody else. And that makes sense, right? It's not, that's not unheard of. when somebody asks,
sure,
how can Samsung phones not use the Samsung processor in them? Well, it's exactly
the same. Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say, yep. Mm.
It's exactly the same thing. Samsung's processor unit has to bid on that like everybody else. So.
And Samsung's relationship with Apple. I mean, mm-hmm. Samsung makes a product that Apple wants. And while Samsung's mobile division and Apple may be at odds, Samsung's hardware division and Apple, you know, up till now, they've had a healthy relationship.
Billion-dollar buddies.
Yep.
What's funny, though, is, I mean, because we heard recently that these talks are very short. They haven't been going on for a long time. And there should be another Nexus in the pipeline. So if Motorola already had that, because I don't think we know right. who the next Nexus comes from, then it comes out that the next Nexus is Motorola. Google has to sort of handle that from a public relations point of view. And you have this equal and opposite reaction where sometimes in order to not show favoritism, you end up hurting the person at the same time. It's mm-hmm. a very difficult tightrope to walk.
It's a simple premise when we look at all this, right? I mean, I know we got to break it down and really look at it, but what they're saying makes sense. Do we really think they're going to follow up on it? I mean, do you think in 6 months or a year we're going to start seeing more Motorola favoritism?
I don't know.
What kind of answer is that? Come on.
You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I think either they're going to sell off, like I said before, Motorola Mobility, after they reorganize it the way they want, take who they want, and take what they want. They'll sell the remainder, or they'll split it again. Google will pull the best and the brightest and pull the patents and hardware licenses that they want, make their own mobile division, and then sell off Motorola Mobility even more gutted.
Hmm. At what value would it be left?
Exactly. I don't see the Motorola name making Android phones under Google, if that makes any sense.
It's such an interesting time because, and Phil and I have discussed this before, is you have the company and you have the people in it. And companies have one set, they have an agenda and an agency, and people have another set of ideas because at the end of the day, we're human. And we look at all these companies, and a company will never do anything in anyone else's best interest. They serve the shareholders, the stockholders, and what's best for the company in the future. And in that sense, in that light, I think it makes a lot of sense for Google to have done this. And you could argue that, you know, I don't know the right way to say this, but Google having this as an option is also very good in kind of corralling the more creative ODMs out there at the same time.
Now, Renee, you're in Canada, and Alex, you're in England, so I don't think you guys heard this over the weekend, but apparently corporations are people. I just want to...
They're anthropomorphized?
We're not getting into politics. I'm kidding. So is the patent thing settled now? I mean, is that it? Is Apple going to back down? Yeah.
No.
They're already suing Motorola. Now it's just...
Yeah.
They're suing everybody but Palm, as far as I know.
We said how long ago, just, you know, how complicated all this is, and it's going to take a long time no matter what. I mean, this certainly throws a wrench into it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's really changed now is we know what Google's response is, because we've been wondering for a while how they're actually going to – what their long-term strategy is for this kind of thing.
Hey, you know, to go back to the Inception metaphor, remember they were going to get on the 747, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have to buy another seat or whatever, and we need to buy out all the first-class seats, and dude says, oh, I just bought the airline. That's easier.
Yeah.
Think of all
and
the
it's interesting because we were hearing that up until about 5 weeks ago, Microsoft was going after Motorola as a way to get even more patents to use against Android, mm-hmm. and maybe that brought Google to the table, which makes it for an even more intriguing dynamic. It's almost like a movie now, Phil.
Well, weren't there some rumors a few days ago about Motorola maybe using their own patents against other Android mm-hmm. manufacturers? Mm-hmm. So
that's not
there's that as
now
well.
Either.
No.
Separate company, they could still sue.
That's a good point. It could. I mean, of course, Google's board of directors, it once this goes through, would have to approve it.
Right.
But if they're a separate entity, they still could.
Yeah. They'd have to do what's in the best interest of Motorola.
Let's talk about some things that this doesn't have anything to do with or affect. It has nothing to do with bootloaders. It has nothing to do with Google not liking MotoBlur, FilBlur, non-blur, blur.
No, I heard it was deliberate strategy to kill FilBlur. It was a targeted sniper attack.
People have such creative minds. This has nothing to do with
They don't care about MotoBlur, just FilBlur.
That's just ridiculous. What else? Nexus. We talked about the Nexus. Anything else that doesn't have anything? It doesn't make waffles.
They're not getting into the flip phone business.
Yeah, they're not going to make an Android Razr. God, I saw that too. It's little bit of creativity, people. Come on.
They're not going to be making Bluetooth headsets.
Actually, they might.
Well, that's an interesting thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's continue down that road.
And Motorola, I don't use Bluetooth devices very often. I don't even like it in the car. But Motorola does make very good. You know, they're very expensive, the good ones. But you know, I hope that continues, and I hope it doesn't get more Android centric, so it stops just working as a standard headset with all the other devices out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep going, Jerry, because something else this kind of encompasses is Motorola Mobility doesn't only make phones. They also make
right.
set-top boxes, cable boxes.
Right.
And one of the big things that we talked about at Google I.O. in May is Android at Home. And on that same tangent, Google TV.
And this is where things could get really big and really interesting. You know, I just bought a review, and I have a Motorola DVR from Comcast hooked up to it. Man, would I love to have an integrated unit that I can just screw my cable connection into and be done.
Oh my God.
You know, and
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Andy Rubin just posted this awesome picture on Google Plus of Larry, Andy, Sanjay Jha, and is that all four of them? Yeah, playing ping pong.
Nice.
That's awesome. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Well, and it goes even further than that. Who makes your cable modem, Phil?
Motorola.
There you go. I mean, why can't we have Android running in cable routers? Or, you know, we can go really deep with that. And the chat room, Jersey IROC just said it, Android at home. Those smart lamps and stereo receivers, they're all going to have some sort of IC inside. Motorola's been making those since the 70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see Motorola components inside that stuff designed by people in direct contact with Mountain View, and it's going to work much better.
What was it I said about Google TV? I don't know how long ago. Like, I don't want to buy an extra box, but if you build it into the cable box and it just comes with your cable service.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, that's the thing, because like, if you look at the state of the smartphone between now and just 5 years ago, it really has been a revolution, a transformation. But my cable company is selling the exact same set-top box that I bought 10 years ago. There has been zero innovation. The UI and the UX are terrible. And I would give all the money in my pockets just to get, you know, anything modern on a set-top box. And if even that happens, then this deal was worth its weight in gold.
Yep.
Renee, do you think this is going to end up competing or bearing, you know, what little market share Apple TV has? I mean, Apple TV is not a tier one product for Apple. I think everybody understands.
It's a hobby.
That. Yeah, it's a hobby. And it's an interesting hobby and a pretty good one. But nobody has really taken over that space yet. Do you think this is really Google's opportunity to do so?
It might be, because if you remember, there was that All Things Digital conference where Steve Jobs was explaining why it was a hobby and that it's not like carriers where you have some form of competition, at least. You really have monopolies with their proprietary boxes, and they have a vested interest, and you have cable companies that also provide internet, and they own programming now as well. So it's a very difficult go-to-market strategy, and if Google could quickly sidestep that and own the box that's sitting on your TV, it's very compelling. The only thing that kind of insulates Apple TV and anything in the Apple ecosystem is that ecosystem. So if you have an iPad, an iPhone, especially now with iOS 5 and the ability to do AirPlay mirroring, Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies on your TV at the touch of a button is so compelling that for $100 you're going to get an Apple TV anyway.
Someone in the chat room has just made an interesting point. Are we going to see Chrome OS on the web tops from Motorola?
I would say no, because
I don't think so.
That is still such a separate weird thing, politically speaking.
Well, and the way it's done, I you know, I'm really digging Chrome OS, playing with the Chromebooks they gave us. But an open source project. It runs on Linux. Yeah, use Firefox. It's easier.
Well, here's the thing. Like an iPad that only runs Safari is of absolute no interest to me. So I still don't understand a netbook only running Chrome. If I'm going to get a form factor like that, I want to be able to run Photoshop and I want to be able to run 3D programs. It's still a very uncertain market for me.
No, certainly understandable. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to realize the limitations before you go in, so...
The other another initial question you would have of all this is like, oh my God, HTC's got to be freaking out. Samsung cannot be happy about this. But they all, you know, they put out like a joint statement with Google or whatever, you know, with quotes from CEOs. And, you know, we welcome the new acquisition. No, I don't think they were at all.
We welcome our new overlords. Exactly. And it was as if someone snuck into their houses in the middle of the night and replaced the CEOs with ice cream sandwich running replicants.
Let's just go through them. So... Peter Chow of HTC said, "We welcome the news of today's acquisition, which demonstrates that Google is deeply committed to defending Android, its partners, and the entire ecosystem. And by the way, we just bought Beats Audio." Oh, wait, no. Sorry.
Curse you! You overshadowed our major deal!
Bert Nordberg from Sony Ericsson says, "I welcome Google's commitment to the defending Android and its partners." Let's see, LG, "We welcome Google's commitment to defending Android and its partners." Hey, that sounds familiar. JK Shin from Samsung says, "We welcome today's news, which demonstrates Google's deep commitment to defending Android, its partners, and the ecosystem." So, I mean, a lot of defensive talk that mirrors what Larry Page said in Google's initial blog post announcing all this stuff, right?
It was to defend against the evil Apple and Microsoft patent attacks, which is still kind of amusing because I feel for Google, but they're only defending against patent attacks because they are arguably violating patents. And I'm sure if Bing used a large part of the PageRank system as, you know, elaborated upon in Google's patent on PageRank, Google wouldn't just sit by a wave and say, "Oh, that's nice. You're creating more competition and a better ecosystem."
Do you think? I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. Google's not going to like go on the offensive here and start suing people, are they?
I hope not. If so, I'm done. I will say that right now. It's evil enough for me to think that they're going to gut Motorola Mobility and sell the leftovers to the highest bidder. But, you know, that's just the commie, lefty, hippie-leaning Jerry. But if they take this and turn around and say, "Hey, Apple, it's time to renegotiate the licensing deal for some of the hardware you're using. Guess what? Then I'm done."
Or HTC, about that $5 you have to pay Microsoft.
Yep.
Which is arguably in HTC's best interest not to have to pay that $5 to Microsoft.
Sure it is. But, you know, and I have never stood up and said that they should not have to pay it. We don't know the entire terms of that. If it's licensed software, HTC felt it was in their best interest to pay it at the time. Google needs to stay the hell out of all that. You know, if HTC wants to license something with Microsoft to cover their own behind and not get sued, that's HTC's choice, not Google's. If Google steps in, it's no longer an open ecosystem.
So which is, again, so strange because...
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because Palm sold for $1 billion and has much stronger patents, well, just over $1 billion, and has much stronger patents than Motorola. Motorola, again, is already being sued by these companies. It doesn't sound like this is an offensive buy by Google. It's nowhere near strong enough. This seems, to me at least, to be exactly what Google said. It's part of, and you know, Jerry hates it as much as I do because it annoys all of us. It's part of the defensive reality of being a patent holder now as much as nuclear deterrent was during the 80s.
Yeah, and this is something I've said time and time again, that it's a defensive thing. To defend against this kind of thing, you need to have your own army of patents.
Makes Phil crazy.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we're missing. Android at home, Google TV. I'm excited for the Google TV. I think that still really has some possibilities, and hopefully
it's a space that's open. Yeah.
Hopefully they're looking at it in the long view, and I understand it's kind of done nothing in the past year, but the potential is still there, I think. And by the way, I'm waiting on my 3.1 update for the live review. You know, anytime now, that'd be cool. That'd be nice.
What about Motorola? What about Motorola's back, you know, their hedging OS that they bought a while ago? Is that just dead in the water now?
Huh? I hope not.
Bought that web that WebOS like company. I forget what it's called, 280 or something, that had a web-based OS, and they were going to develop that in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope they continue.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Could we maybe see some of the ideas of that ported into Android, maybe?
Or into Chrome?
Good spots? Yeah, sure.
Now, see, you know, it's to me, it's like beta.
Yeah.
I've looked at it. I won't use it, but if somebody wants to, I'm glad that it's there for them to use it. And who knows, whatever Motorola comes up with might just change everything. So, yeah, I hope that, you know, their new Google overlords continue to fund it.
And what about, like, I'm still curious, if you could be a fly on the wall at HTC HQ or Samsung HQ, and you've given these carefully prepared statements, but you've got to have it would be irresponsible not to have a backup plan in case Google decides to one day flip the Motorola, you know, integrated first-party switch.
It's like the Pentagon. I mean, there are files buried somewhere, like, you know, what to do in case of attack.
Well, I think Samsung, out of all of them, Samsung's big enough where it's not a problem anymore. And being in Asia, it's really not a problem. They'll just release, you know, Samdroid. They'll take whatever the last version of the source is and go.
And HTC already has pretty good Windows Phone stuff, doesn't it? Well,
with Beats Audio.
Yeah, soon to be with Beats Audio. Oh, boy. It's getting interesting. That's about all I have to say about that. I think we'll obviously talk more as this progresses, but for a day one story, it's a hell of a thing, I think. Any final thoughts from any of you? No? Sigh.
No.
Processing?
a little. It's, you know, really the only question remains is anybody going to step up and offer Motorola any more money, or is there going to be a wrench thrown in the works by some government somewhere?
But that's a good point, because the deal hasn't gone through yet. It's just been announced.
Right. Right. You know, if Apple turned around and said, hey, Motorola, we're going to give you $18 billion instead of $12, well, guess what? Motorola will be selling to Apple.
Or Microsoft decides to really step up the game.
Right. I mean, this isn't over. I really think Google is determined, and they're going to do whatever it takes happen.
We're not at a point where Microsoft could counter at this point. They wouldn't have announced this. I mean, Motorola's already agreed to it.
But it is a public company, so I believe they have a fiduciary duty to respond to any counter offers. I'm not positive, but it'd be interesting.
Okay.
Be good for us, Phil.
Yeah.
And then you can go back to Kevin's backup plan of Google buying RIM.
Yes. Does anybody want RIM anymore? Google could still buy RIM, I guess.
There's very few big companies. There's very few small mobile companies left that people can gobble up. Palm's gone. Motorola will now be gone. No one's going to buy Samsung. I don't think HTC is affordable.
RIM just needs to open up the enterprise server and let anybody use it that's willing to pay.
Is Google going to buy a carrier next? Or are they going to buy Spectrum?
They don't want the FCC investigating all this.
Yeah. I was joking this morning when I said, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll wake up and Google bought T-Mobile. But nah, that's not going to happen.
I think they have the same plan as Apple in that they have absolutely no interest in owning a carrier. They have every interest in obsoleting carriers.
Yep. Yep. If Google could get their plans for, you know, broadband for everybody across the world provided by Google, then things would get a little interesting. But as it stands now, all they can really do is stomp their foot and say, I wish carriers would do this.
Somebody in the chat room says they can buy Android Central.
I don't think they have the market cap for that.
That's right. We're not going for $12
billion. Phil has standards, dagnabbit.
$12 billion.
I have to be
cool.
Honest.
You know what's cool? 1,200 billion. I don't know.
I woke up this morning and looked at my email and said, oh my God, the world's ending. And I jumped on my computer and I instant messaged Phil, and I'm like, Phil, you know, catch me up. What's going on? And then the next thing I did was check my Motorola stock. Oh, man, I was happy all morning.
You could actually see the point in time when Twitter broke. I mean, people are just talking about their breakfasts and walking their dogs, and then all of a sudden it's Moto Guguu everywhere.
Yep. And Burke Todd in the chat room says, sell now. You know, I thought about it. I really thought of just selling out today and taking my few $100 and spending it on something fun. But, I've been holding on to it for years. I'll hold on to it.
Does Jha stay in power, Phil? Was there any comment about Motorola management?
I don't recall. I need to go back and listen again.
And see anything. I'm guessing they wouldn't say anything now anyway. They want to have as smooth as possible a transition before Jerry's prediction of plundering starts.
Well, I never look on the bright side. It's just my nature.
Remember my favorite saying, Jerry, any company sufficiently large is indistinguishable from evil.
Right.
True. And with that, I'm going to call it, I think. We, like I said before, we're obviously going to be talking about this for a while now, but I wanted to get our initial thoughts. Chat room, thank you guys for joining us. To everybody within the sound of my voice, we will be back at our normal time again Thursday night. We've got a Mobile Nations podcast this week too, right, Renee?
Yeah, we might even mention some of this stuff. It could be news.
Probably a little bit, yeah. have to give Kevin a hard time that nobody wants to buy RIM. Sorry. All right, everybody. We'll be back Thursday night. Renee, where can we find you when you're not hanging out with us?
You can find me at Renee Ritchie on Twitter or at www.tippy.com or zenandtech.tv.
Alex and Jerry, you guys know where to find them. I'm Phil. We're out of here. See you in a few days.